Thank you, Neil, I think. Charlotte certainly won't be leaving her door open again any time soon. Well, one thing I do know about grass snakes is that they aren't poisonous, unlike adders. And one thing I know about adders is that they live in Thetford Forest. But that doesn't prevent the forest from being a much-loved part of our local landscape. This year, Thetford Forest celebrates its centenary, and here's Angie to tell its story.
When we see woodland and forest, we usually consider it to be part of our ancient landscape. But one of East Anglia's most loved wooded areas, Thetford Forest, is only now celebrating its centenary. This year marks 100 years since the Forestry Commission began to buy land there to plant the forest that we know today. It's somewhere so many of us enjoy for exercise, leisure, and for its very special Breckland beauty. Trees needed to be grown to replenish the huge amount of timber that had been used for the First World War. Half the country's productive trees had been felled between 1914 and 16 to meet the demands of a country engaged in war. This was of national concern, so an act was passed by the government to address the shortages, and the Forestry Commission was set up in 1919 with the aims of restoring and increasing the UK's woods and forests. The Commission began its work in Devon, planting trees at Exford Forest. But in 1922, Norfolk came into its sights, and it bought land near Swaffham, as well as leasing more from the Elverdon estate. In the next few years, estates at Downham, Linford and Beechamwell were bought, plus more land gained at Methwold, Cockley Clay, Croxton, Didlington, Wheating and Mildenhall. Soon, the Forestry Commission was the biggest landowner in East Anglia. Transforming the land into forest meant hard work, and in the 1920s, there was plenty of willing labour to take on that challenge. In this post-war time of depression and high unemployment, the offer of a tied cottage and a piece of land that came with many of the jobs was a good one. By the start of the Second World War, there were nearly 500 forest workers at Thetford, with many of them living in the village of Santon Downham, which became the base for the divisional officers. Of course, wartime brought changes for those working in the forest. Many of the men joined up, so the Women's Land Army moved in with their lumberjills, who took on all the forestry work. Through the war, the area was so important as a training site for the army, and also as an ammunition depot. The military presence continues now in this part of Breckland, with the army's Stanford training area, Stanta. The wood grown at Thetford had many uses, including as pit props for the coal industry, fencing, wallboard, pallets, firewood. A central processing depot was set up at Brandon, and a creosote plant at Santon Downham. But as well as being a working forest, for the past three decades, it's become increasingly valued as a place both for recreation and for wildlife. High Lodge, the visitor centre, was built there in 1992, and today there are many miles of walking trails and cycle trails that the public can enjoy around the forest. The forest is managed for its rare wildlife as well as for its trees, with particular importance for species including the woodlark and the nightjar. Maintaining and increasing that biodiversity are now part of the plans for Thetford Forest to ensure the future of this very precious part of our East Anglian landscape.